You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to, yes, a friendly episode of Ask Drone You. Friendly is going to be the name of the game for 2020 for me. That being said, I'm still going to ruffle some feathers, but try not to a little bit more.
Nothing wrong with honesty, Paul.
I agree. I think actually there's a lot of power in honesty because when people don't like honesty, it says more about them than it does about me. So that being said, I am excited to be here, Rob, excited for next round of questions. And also don't forget to download the NPRM remote ID comment guide. You can get that at droneadvocacykit.com. This guide breaks down the biggest problems with the proposed remote ID, the solutions therein, how to save hobbyists, how to save commercial pilots, talking about utilizing an existing license plate system, and so much more. And if you're like me and you love to fly, you have to comment on the NPRM for remote ID. And how you comment is just as important. So don't be like the AMA and tell everyone to cut, copy, and paste. That actually, I think, would hurt all of us. So please take some time. I know I've begged you guys for reviews on the show and appreciate the 1,000 or so reviews that have come in. But every one of you should go comment on the NPRM. You should carve out a couple hours of your day, you know, have some sort of relaxing meditation before you do it so you can write something intellectually impactful and relatable when you tell your personal story.
Emphasis on personal story.
Yeah, so important.
Can't say that enough.
So important. And for our sponsor for today, it's actually going to be the Drone You Fly In. So are you ready for a drone conference that's going to test your skills? A competition that allows you to really test what you're capable of and push yourself in an environment that's not only safe, but allows you to see how other pilots fly as well. Well, if you're like me and you love to fly, but you also want to have cool footage to market your business, to use as promotions, then you're going to have to join us for the Drone You Fly In. It's a conference unlike any other conference, well, because we fly. It's that simple. There are 20 flight missions this year. There's 1 year for the creative track and there's 1 day for the creative track and 1 day for the technical track. So for all of you who say you're the best mappers out there, come and prove it. All right. We're going to have Angad Singh with us from Pix4D, expecting also to have some other sponsors out there as well, including Skywatch. And since they just raised their hull rates, maybe Brandon can buy us 2 drinks at the mixer that night. I don't know. So
maybe.
Sponsorship requirements just went up a little bit.
I like it.
But I have to say, I am really excited. If you're like me and you love experiences, but you also like getting real world practical tips out of those experiences, and you're going to want to join us for the fly-in, you can sign up. Go to droneufly-in.com. We already have, I think, 3 of the 8 teams are already full. So extremely excited about that. We're also going to have, though, a business mastermind. It's time for us all to get together. And while, yes, 1 day is going to be business classes, half of the day will be taught by Haya Kestelo from Drone DJ. He's going to be giving a class on internet marketing, and then he's going to be giving a class on article writing, which, if you know, is so important to really drive traffic to your business autonomously.
I can't wait to sit in that class. Yeah.
It's going to be a good one for sure. And then also, you know, a lot of you have been asking me for this and you're getting it now. So I'm going to be doing a formal sales class. I'm going to utilize what I've learned from the different sales companies that I've worked for in the past. And I'm going to teach you the formula that I used when I worked for Aflac and hit every sales award in the first 3 months of working there. So that being said, the business mastermind, the second day of the business mastermind is literally a mastermind where you're going to come together with a lot of other like-minded individuals, and we're going to solve the problems that are facing your business as a collective. If you haven't really heard of what a business mastermind is, I would really recommend you look it up, listen to some podcasts on it, shed some light on that issue. And lastly, if you're a little bit nervous about attending the fly-in because of your skill levels, don't be. come to the flight mastery class right before the fly-in to make sure you can fully take advantage of the entire fly-in. We just added that class because so many of you asked for it. So make sure to sign up, droneufly-in.com.
Good day, Paul, Rob, and the DroneU community. This is Greg from the Denver area. Recently, the FAA sent out an email about the development of the Recreational Aeronautical Knowledge and Safety Test. This got me to wondering, and my question to you is, as a Part 107 remote pilot, when I'm flying recreationally, will my Part 107 certificate cover me, or will I need to also take the recreation test when it becomes available? Thanks for all the great content on your web pages and awesome training classes. If anyone is on the fence about becoming a member or taking a class, it is well worth your investment. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for all you have done for us, actually. We'll be hitting you up here pretty soon for the logistics of the Denver class when we come back up there in the fall.
And just to clarify before you get started, this is the Greg that we were talking about. Like, if we were to hire the ultimate drone pilot, what would it look like? Mm-hmm. This is the Greg that we were talking about. Yeah. And I think you can hear in his voice the humility, the succinctness, the pre-thought before he speaks.
Did I share the email? Sorry, Greg, you're just going to hear of yourself over and over on this show, which is cool, I suppose. But did I send you the email he sent? He was just thanking us for that. And
yeah, I saw how he was full of humility.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a fantastic quality, obviously.
But, and we appreciate your statement about attending a DroneU mapping class. It was funny because Greg was in one of my PIX 4D classes, like, 3 years ago and had my certificate.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that because you left early or something and he had it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did he have you autograph it?
It's in my office. He gave it back to me. He's like, I feel like I should keep this. It's going to be worth something someday.
Oh, gosh. Enough of that.
But Greg, we do appreciate you. By the way, guys and girls, if you're interested in learning how to add a new revenue stream to your business, there is a DroneU mapping class in a new location every single month this year. They're already on the website. You can check them out, thedroneu.com, and then they're under training events or might be live events. You can check those out. We're going to be actually piggybacking other classes onto those, so be on the lookout for that. But again, Greg, thank you. Now to the question, if I'm a hobbyist pilot, well, let's rephrase this. If I'm a commercial pilot, if I have my Part 107 and the FAA finally drops their hobby quiz, do I have to take the quiz as a commercial pilot?
I don't know, but I would think no. I mean, if you're a Part 107 pilot, I would think that you have the knowledge necessary to fly recreationally, but I don't know if that's the right answer or not.
Well,
and that's logical, so it's probably not the answer.
Well, I was just going to say, well, let's take logic out of the equation because then it would make too much sense. Mm-hmm. I agree with what you said, but that's not the right answer. The right answer is the FAA is expecting all pilots, when you do fly as a hobbyist pilot, to take that exam. And I would just say, you know, Vic and I have been talking.
Right on.
Sorry.
I said, right on. Why not?
I was going to say, Vic and I have been talking about this quite a while. And in my eyes, it just kind of makes sense to always be flying under Part 107, always having some commercial intent at heart, because it just seems easier at this point.
So what would be a distinction that would, I mean, an example where a Part 107 pilot who flies, whatever, 90% of the time, commercially, they want to go fly, I don't know, with one of their kids or something in a park recreationally. Mm-hmm. So in order to do that, you're telling me that they would have to have passed this test.
Well, the test is supposed to be like available through the app, or I forget how they said that they're going to launch it. We'll see. I mean, remember, this is what the FAA launched at the end of December, which I'm actually, you know what, after they launched the proposed remote ID, I'm really grateful that we are not a part of that group that they launched as industry partners for the hobby test and implementation of the test. That being said, why, right? Why? Well, I think it's just, it's time to really focus on growing the industry. I think as Part 107 pilots, you have fundamentally more information than hobby pilots when it comes to flying. You know the rules. You are, you're supposed to live up to a little higher standard, in my opinion, and I think you should act therein. Now, as hobbyist pilots, they're supposed to go through the Lance process. But again, the test isn't out yet. So the whole ideological perspective of, if I go out with my kids to the park, would I have to take the test? When the test is implemented, yes, you would have to do that. But it could be a great learning moment for your kids, you know. And frankly, it's a way for the FAA to stall or inhibit hobby pilots from playing dumb.
That's fair, but if you're a Part 107 pilot already, that's not really applicable.
I know. That's why I didn't understand, because I called in and asked. I said, so if I'm Part 107, do I have to take the hobby exam if I'm flying quote-unquote hobby? And they're like, yes. And I was like, okay.
Is that codified already, or was that an expectation of what the ultimate rule will say?
I am disappointed that I can't answer that question.
I'm surprised that you can't. If it is codified, it must not be, or you'd be giving me the 16-digit reference.
It's just not one that I've like forced myself to remember. So,
I.e. read once.
No.
It's just not fair. Anyways.
It's not how it works. Anyway, there is a formula for learning how to learn at a higher capacity. So step one, belief. Step through 2 through 10 is a little more complicated.
I believe
I can learn. So,
ding, 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 ding.
Anyway, I think we answered that question. Honestly, my honest perspective, look, this hobby test isn't out yet. Great when it does come out. You know, where the trust is already being eroded substantially with the FAA. And I don't know, man. There needs to be some better relationship with the pilots and the community at large and the FAA. I mean, I don't know if you listened to that recording from the Boeing employees where they were talking about the FAA. And I think that they said things that most of us are already aware of. It wasn't like, I don't think that was shocking or surprising to anyone who's a pilot or in the industry. But to like the world as a whole, you're like, oh no, you know, and it's just like, So, I mean, with that being said, I think the only way that they can really build trust at this point and expect these systems to work is, I think, redacting a lot of those remote ID rules. Because, you know, here's the thing. Help me understand this, Rob.
Uh-oh.
Remote ID goes into effect.
Yeah.
As proposed. Mm. Right? None of these drones comply. Okay, if none of these drones comply, tell me why someone would go out and buy a compliant drone to be able to take the test, to be able to work into the system, to be able to pretty much fly almost nowhere.
Yeah.
Help me understand that.
I can't. I mean, the reality is that I think there'd be a lot of non-compliance, right? I mean, that's the theory.
Yeah, I mean, Vic already said he would. I don't want to come out and say that because I don't want to come out and say that because I think we need to unify the ideological perspective from pilots. Meaning, no, it's time to stop saying, ha ha, how are you going to do this? To say, no, we're not going to allow you to do this. Right? I mean, like...
Wait, from the pilot's perspective, yeah, you mean we're not going to allow you to do this?
Yes. Meaning remote ID the way it's proposed.
Right. And so how do we do that? Maybe you got to watch the webinars to get that?
I think it comes from the guide. And I think the fact that DJI, when they wrote their, this is extremely flawed paper, this one right here, I still have it up. We strongly support drone remote ID, but not like this. It was interesting to see how much alignment we had from our guide and that DJI paper. And it was even more surprising to see how much alignment we had with the FPV Freedom Coalition.
Yeah.
To say that, like, again, when I say that we have to unite the ideological perspective, that means that we have to unite to fight. We have to unite in how to fight, and we have to unite in what problems to solve. Because, you know, we have to be reasonable, but at the same time, I'm not going to take the typical lobbyist answer of, well, we have to give and take and compromise to get what we want. No. These proposed rules like violate many laws that are already on the books. So I think to say something like that would not only be erroneous, but it would be disingenuous.
I think we need to hire Vic Moss. No, not Vic Moss. Who am I trying to say? Chris Voss.
Oh,
it's so similar. That's funny. That's Freudian. Nonetheless, never split the difference,
you
right?
Can't.
And this is a perfect example of that.
That is, wow. Wow. On that bombshell that just hit me like a ton of bricks. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.